This is a Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA. Here's host Rob Ellsworth.
We're here with Cindy Goulet of Lulu Craft Bar and Three Eyed Fish. So early on, we talked about Florentina's, your first restaurant, and then you transitioned out of that brand more towards the Three Eyed Fish direction. Talk about your thoughts in making that transition.
Sure. So, you know, basically just an update. So I was looking,
Fresh concept.
Fresh concept. Okay. Looking out, in the U.S. and just travels and stuff. And I realized that, you know, a lot of those concepts have a lifespan. And that 20 years is pretty, for the most part, a maximum lifespan for a restaurant concept. And so Three Eyed Fish came because we wanted something funny at the bar. We were talking to people. That kind of came out of people traveling back and forth. And then, of course, I opened on Queensgate while I was still at the airport. That was the second location. And so we just decided to name it the same thing. And then that took off, and that's been a really great concept. But we've also changed that concept. I mean, you kind of mold it to what the people around you want and what's needed in the community.
Were you bored with Florentina's?
Probably.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, probably. And I loved it. Oh, my gosh. I mean, we did a lot of catering through there. We still have recipes on both menus that were original recipes that we use, sort of just to carry it on rather than just to kill it out. But, yeah, I think I was done with it, and I needed a fresh start. Three Eyed Fish has been its own, and the same with Lulu. I mean, Lulu's concept was basically created because I knew if I was going in down there, I had to compete, and not compete with just the little place down the street that I was, you know, in the ring with all the big guys now. So how am I going to do that? And so that was a whole different ball game. I mean, I decided to hire a consultant out of Seattle. Am I going in the right direction for you?
Oh, yeah. No, okay. I'm just looking at our stuff.
Okay. I didn't know if I was going off.
So pick up again where you said a consultant from Seattle.
Oh, sure. So actually after we decided to go with the property, and again, working with the city of Richland, that took 2 years. And actually a lot of money just to get the contract signed for that property. But in the meantime, I knew that I had to do something different than what was being done maybe locally as far as I had to compete. So I went to Seattle. I interviewed a couple restaurant consultants, found a great guy, basically worked with him for a year and a half. He helped me find us a designer who worked with our architect, which was Terry Thornhill, and brought a lot of expertise to, you know, basically I knew how to run a restaurant. I didn't know if I could build a concept like that by myself. And so he gave me, I mean, we worked a lot together, just kind of this synergy of what's it going to be, and my thoughts about what it was going to be really did come through, because it was a farm to table. And I'm like, that's what I want. I want something that really promotes and showcases the Tri-Cities and what we do around here. And that actually, when you go back to Three Eyed Fish, that's actually what Three Eyed Fish was too. I really wanted a wine bar. I wanted a place where all of our wines were being showcased. And so that grew from there, but it's the same idea.
We'll be back with Cindy Goulet right after these messages.